It was a rough night for Democrats last week during the midterm elections. It was a chance for voters to weigh in on how things are going after the last general election 2 years ago, and the feedback wasn't good. I'm Kelly Blyer, and we'll hear from OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster on what we should take away from the election. It's the focus of today's Take 5.
My commitment for the next 4 years is to fight for equity and opportunity for every single Oregonian while rebuilding a secure middle class that jobs that pay a living wage and good benefits.
Oregon's Governor John Kitzhaber won an unprecedented fourth term, but it was a much closer race than anticipated. He won by 6 percentage points, which is more than he won by 4 years ago, but not what the polls said a month ago. He was leading Republican Dennis Richardson by double digits then, but not on Election Day following a series of controversies involving First Lady Sylvia Hayes. They centered on misuse of office. There are allegations Hayes used her First Lady role to benefit her consulting business. Willamette Week broke the story. OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster.
But the editorial that they wrote, basically saying, you know, we admire John Kitzhaber. He's bright. He's accomplished. He has good ideas. But he really screwed up. I mean, by this whole, what I don't even know how to characterize it, his lack of judgment and the lack of communication around in a way, a lot of what went on with Sylvia is personal, but where it crosses the line is when she's doing consulting work and getting paid, and that really blurs the distinctions between legitimate occupation and being on the government dole.
Governor Kitzhaber was one of the few incumbent Democratic governors that was expected to keep his seat. Republicans had a good night when it came to governorships.
The Republican Party now did very well in governorships, swept into the Senate. The question is, now what? Now what? And you know what? I'd be willing to bet that one of the first actions that Republican Senate takes is trying to repeal Obamacare, which is the biggest ho-hum issue I can imagine at this point. Let it go, guys. Get on with dealing with some of the other problems in the country.
Our Senate race was not as close as originally expected. Senator Jeff Merkley was expected to face an uphill battle when first-time political candidate Republican Dr. Monica Webbe announced. But she had never run for political office and made some rookie mistakes, like not making herself available to the media or for debates. And then some personal information about past harassment charges from both her ex-husband and ex-boyfriend came out. It was a lot to overcome.
How about we carry that fight by and for the people to make American families stronger, have American families thrive, for a strong foundation for every single citizen, a fair shot for all.
OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster says voters were restless.
What it adds up to is a very unhappy, very restless electorate. And unfortunately, no institutional ways to necessarily address those problems, because if you think that a Republican-led Senate's going to do anything but be even more obstructionist between now and 2016, I have a bridge I want to sell you.
Locally, all incumbents on the Bend City Council were defeated, Mark Capel and Scott Ramsey. But Deschutes County Commissioner Tony DeBone managed to keep his seat despite a challenge from an impressive candidate, Bend City Councilor Jody Barham.
You know, I'd hoped for a different outcome in my race, and I am so proud of the way that my campaign team ran this race. We kept it positive. We kept it honest.
Well, I'm honored to be representing all the citizens of Deschutes County as a county commissioner. We do work hard to provide cost-effective services to all the citizens in Deschutes County. It's been a heck of a year running for office. I can't thank my supporters enough.
The voters have spoken this year with mixed results.
Circumstances are making us unhappy and anxious, which generates a whole lot of uncertainty and anger. And given the American electoral system, all you can do is kind of rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic and change the faces of the players, but not a whole lot can be done about it. The Republican Party now did very well in governorships, swept into the Senate. The question is, now what? Now what?
That question is yet to be answered. For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer on FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.